Yeah.
It's a great, it's a fabulous idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Well,
so
you
did you have fun doing?
I was just chatting.
Yeah.
But I know what you're like. Well, that's why I wanted her to do it.
I heard the story about the scream. Ah! We got to keep that in. So welcome to Fitspeak Wild. We're on the shores here of Wanak Lake. It's a beautiful Tuesday evening, about 6:30 or so. And we are about to experience dragon boat racing for the first time. Kevin Watt, how are you feeling about the experience?
I'm feeling a little anxious, to be honest.
The water's looking pretty calm.
Mosquitoes are pretty damn big around here.
And we heard that they actually have some man-eating beavers in this lake, Deanna, is that right?
They might do, but those are the ones that are paddling in the boat.
Ah, because once upon a time...
Rats!
In a boat.
Man-eating beavers in the boat. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Female contingency, no less, right?
Okay, come here, you guys, just for a second.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's let these athletes get their boats in the water and get off. And then we're going to go down and I'm going to see if there's water in the boat. It needs to be bailed because we moored out in the thing. Can we run over a couple little strokes here and stuff?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you're in the boat, the edge of the boat is called the gunwale, the side of the boat. So when you're in the boat, you're going to be sitting with your, wherever you're sitting in the boat, you're going to be sitting with your hip as far up to the gunwale as you can. Your outside leg extended on the footboard, and your inside leg curled underneath of you. And the five parts of the stroke are like this. So you're going to go like this, and you always want your top hand and everything to be vertical out over the water. So this is the setup position. See where I am?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try and be all on the same side.
Okay.
See how I'm twisted right over?
Mm-hmm.
See how like this?
That.
Yeah.
All the way over.
Ooh. Okay.
All the way over. So setup position is with your bottom arm extended all the way out and all the way over. So that's the setup.
My tricep's killing me!
So then you're gonna take your top hand down and jam it in the water and get the catch.
Okay.
You're gonna bury your blade all the way to the top, so that's the catch. Mm-hmm. Then you're gonna have the pull. It's going to come to your, it's still vertical,
mm-hmm.
your top hand and everything is still over the water, and you're going to come to your hip and you're going to take it straight up, like that, and then you're going to go to recovery. So it's the setup, the catch,
catch,
the pull,
exit,
recovery.
Okay.
So watch me, watch me from this way. So it's the setup, and look out to how far turned I am. I'm all the way turned in my waist.
Yep.
And everything's out over the water. So it's the setup, the catch, the pull to your hip, exit, your top hand takes you up, and then recovery. Right? So sometimes we do a pause drill. We'll be paddling, and then he'll say pause, and then you're going to pause up above the water.
Hmm.
So he's going to say paddles up. You got to let this. Take it away, and then we're going to start paddling.
Take it away.
That's like my favorite thing.
and then if he says let it run, that means you stop paddling.
Yeah. And that's when you stop paddling. You don't stop paddling for much of anything else.
You just let it run, and that's when.
Especially
when
if you're
paddling.
Going to a race, right? Because you'll hear stop and start and all that stuff. You have to listen directly for that. So basically, that's what they use.
So but, a lot to take in, but. Five parts of the stroke. The setup, mm-hmm. the catch, the pull, the exit, recovery.
But you exit like that.
Your top hand takes you up, so you get make like a chicken wing on the outside.
Like this, yeah.
Because otherwise you'll drag the paddle back and that will slow you, you know, so. And you don't want to do that.
At a
minus angle this way, you want it as much vertical as you can get it up. So then once you take your
hand over the gunwale. The side of the boat is called the gunwale, and your hand, your top hand is always supposed to be
over the
on
water.
The other side of it. Just a little bit on the other side of it.
Yeah.
So you want to be as close to, like canoeing's like this.
Right, it's more solid.
This is very vertical.
May as well, I'll wait till we dock.
My triceps are burning already, and I feel like I may have dislocated my back.
I'm glad
here.
I got this paddle because I'm beating the hell out of these mosquitoes.
These are carbon fiber, Kevin.
I know, these are awesome. They're lightweight. They look fast.
I'll prove that otherwise, but we'll see what it's like.
What? No triathletes swimming in the water?
That starts on Monday.
You know what? Oh, I was always curious, too. I guess we'll get to find and prove this theory. But if there, you know, were somebody swimming in this lake, I wonder if it is true, because I always felt like when I was swimming in this lake training, that these paddle boaters, they were aiming for us. I could swear.
We'll see if we can find some unsuspecting swimmer here to show some love to.
Let's go chase some triathletes around.
That is a big ass boat.
Yep, that's very
22
big.
People? 22 people in this thing?
Well, 20 paddling and one steering and one...
Oh, we gotta drain this.
Yes, we're gonna do some drainage here. That's it for now. We'll talk on the water, perhaps.
So we're in the boat now with the 14 or 15 other paddlers, and who do we have? Our coach? Is he our captain?
Our coach is Omar.
Please.
He's kind of our captain.
No.
Is he kind of? He's your captain.
No.
Let's give a big round of applause for Omar. He's just untying us right now.
And Janice is the captain.
Well, I'm the facilitator.
How about a big round of applause for Janice?
Hey,
yeah!
She likes to think of herself as a facilitator.
Because I...
Okay.
The title scares me.
Bit of a frightening title.
Never. This is like brand new. Okay.
Okay.
I better turn this off. Here we are on the water. It's been probably about 40 minutes in.
Correct.
Your arms are fine.
My fines are arms. Ah. Perfectly. we're letting the dragon boat ride right now. Run.
Letting it run.
So that means that we're taking a little bit of a break. We just did about a 2-minute session here. 30-minute pretty hard. Everyone's huffing and puffing, sweating their brains out.
Some people are breathing easier than others.
Omar? Yes, ma'am. Was it 8 and then 8?
So we're just off the water here, about an hour and 15 minutes later, and now what we're going to do on FitSpeak is turn the tables. Dee, who's been at the front of the boat and barking commands and leading us around the lake several times, she's going to have a quick interview with Kevin and Kevin on our experience on the water here at Wanak Lake.
Okay, Kevin, which one is Nick?
I'll be Kevin Nick. My mother gave me the middle name of Nicholas, but it got shortened to Nick.
Okay, what was your favorite part of this time on the water?
My favorite part was the recovery between the hard sets. I really enjoyed catching my breath.
How about you, Kevin?
Singing songs and splashing people.
So not too much chatter bugging you in the boat?
No, not at all.
What was your worst?
I would say what I started to find was, as I got more fatigued, my timing was off and I became more of a liability to the team than I was a help.
How about you, Kevin?
I didn't have a bad time. I enjoyed the whole time.
Okay, you're in. You're on the team. You will think about. No.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.